This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion, reporting from East Africa. As I work here in Rwanda, there are very many issues that are ethically challenging, particularly around the use or limitations of very restricted resources. Is it appropriate to spend lots of time and resources on one very sick person, or should we devote our time and attention to many more people whose problems may be less serious, but where prevention will reduce serious problems later on? There are also conflicts between local customs and our foreign medical customs and practices. While doctors the world over share a devotion to our patients, how we balance this commitment with our own well-being may vary. Here's one example which came up recently. A local car of foreign doctors is traveling along a rural road in Africa on their way to visit a health clinic. Suddenly, an old logging truck speeds by, passing the car of doctors at an unsafe speed and irregularly swerving around the car as he passes. The doctors comment on the dangerous passing move, but their conversation quickly returns to work-related issues. 10 minutes further down the road, they come across a horrible accident. Two young children are laying in the street bleeding and obviously very seriously hurt. Neither child appears to be moving as several adults stand around them. The children have been hit by a car, very likely the speeding truck, and there are no other cars around. The foreign doctors in the car ask the driver to pull over and stop so they can get out and provide medical help. The local doctors strongly advise otherwise. They say that if the foreign doctors get out of the car and attempt to help, they will be perceived as the ones who hit the children. Why else, in Africa, would a driver stop their car? Further, they point to the growing crowd of townspeople assembling around the children. They argue that the crowd is angry at the loss of their children, and the crowd could turn unruly and even violent toward the foreigners, as has happened in the recent past. In the U.S., a physician's duty would be clearer. Society has provided American physicians with legal protections to promote our involvement in providing emergency care to the best of our ability. But here in East Africa, healthcare facilities are few and far between, and there is very little medical expertise. Leaving these young children would almost certainly mean they would not receive prompt medical attention. So what should the American doctors do? Give us your thoughts and opinions at kcrw.org/second opinion. From Rwanda, East Africa, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.